living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So my guest is Robert H. Gregg. He is a doctor of dentistry. He's the president and chairman of the board of Millennium Dental Technologies. He's worked at UCLA, really does a lot of research in laser treatments, holds a patent for what's called the Lanap laser treatment. We're going to talk about that as we get into treating gum disease. But Dr. Gregg, I wanted to ask you about, okay, so, you know, there's a significant portion of you know, specifically aging Americans with periodontal disease. What happens if we don't treat this? What? Because, you know, so many people are still scared to go see you. So what's the consequences of that?
Well, I had a 33-year-old patient come into my office last week, and the diagnosis was to extract all of his teeth and put in dentures. That is, well, the dentures, according to the ADA, take about 10 years off a patient's or a person's life. So it does have a direct correlation to lifespan in just taking the teeth out. So this young man does not need to lose his teeth because of the technology that we developed 25 years ago. And it's basically our protocol is hope for the hopeless teeth. But back to your question is, in the aging population, of which I'm in practice now 30 years, I've seen a number of my patients grow old with me, and some were a little older when I started. They're at risk for fatal heart attacks, complications from diabetes, certain ulcers and other non-healing aspects of wounds. You know, we know about MRSA now. MRSA is problematic. That is the drug-resistant pathogens that attack the skin, flesh-eating bacteria. It's harder to resist those when you have diabetes. And right. We also have a direct correlation between gum disease and diabetes now. That is the one, that was the first correlation or causation that was identified in terms of you can tune up or tune down the level of diabetic consequences based on the severity of gum disease. So it has real life-threatening aspects.
You know, so before we move into to what you offer in with the laser treatment, I want to ask something about just general, you know, workup or cleanings by dentists. Because I hear this a lot that with, you know, people will say to me, well, Dr. Mike, I don't have to go to the dentist as much anymore because I have these great toothbrushes and the toothpastes are better. And I got all these mouthwashes and I even got easier ways to floss. And so what I'm hearing more and more is people relying more on that stuff and less on just a general cleaning by a dentist. What do you think about that?
Well, I've reviewed that. I've had patients present those sorts of options to me. And what we found was that they do a good job at cleaning up and stimulating and creating a healthy appearance on the top layers of the gum tissues, but deep down in the pocket, there's a festering volcano. And then what happens is if they have active disease or chronic disease that becomes active, they get a periodontal abscess, and all of a sudden all that toothpaste and other stuff
goes out the door.
Effective. Yeah, it goes out the door. I'm in favor of all of those things after we get some definitive cleaning out of the pockets, and that leads into, I think, your next question.
I have one more. We're going to get into that, but one more question, though, because it just came to mind. What do you feel about, okay, so we have all these different types of toothbrushes now, right? Is there any evidence that I'm not even sure what you call them, but the Sonic Care type toothbrushes, the ones that vibrate, is there any evidence that those are better than just your good old fashioned, you know, do it yourself toothbrushes?
Yeah, we call them power toothbrushes just to be generic. And there's a number. You mentioned Sonic Care. There's Braun. There's Interplaque. There's others that are out there. You've got Waterpik and Hydrofloss. There's a number of mechanical disruptors, but they're really designed to disrupt the superficial areas that you, as a patient, can reach, and that's about 3 millimeters. Beyond 3 millimeters, you really can't shove something down without causing either damage or pain. But as far as evidence, I'm not aware of any evidence that shows that there's a significant advantage. I use a powered toothbrush. I like the way it feels after. I think it gets my teeth surfaces better polished, but I don't think that has anything to do with what's going down deep in the tissue.
So you made a lot of my listeners, probably sad because they don't really like to go to the dentist, right? I mean, that's still an issue we have today, right? People just don't like, Dr. Greg, no offense, but they don't like to go see you,
and
they want to rely on all those mechanical things,
I know.
So let's go ahead and move, though, because, I want to make sure we talk a little bit about what's called the LANAP laser treatment, because this is something that you've developed. I think there's a patent on it. Tell us what that type of treatment is and what it offers to your patients.
Well, no, like you said, nobody likes to think about going to the dentist and having things, being poked and prodded and things that cause pain. I get it. I've been doing this for 30 years. I was raised by a physician who was very compassionate, and I'm patient-oriented. And it was very frustrating to me to see conventional treatments like deep cleaning and conventional cut and sew not only not be effective, but be very uncomfortable, indeed painful in the case of surgical blade surgery for patients. It was very disheartening. And 25 years ago, maybe even a little longer, I felt very frustrated. Then laser technology was introduced in the form of fiber optic. That is something with a diameter of 3 human hairs that could sneak down between the gum and the tooth, and you could activate a pulse of energy that would kill bacteria and germs and pathologic proteins and nasty critters down in the pocket, things that cause the bone and the attachment or the ligaments to dissolve. Well, that was pretty exciting. Now, in the beginning, we did it without any anesthetic. That ought to get some people's attention. Patients are relatively comfortable. We would monitor them. But that was for the early stages of gingivitis. Then patients started to come to us that had so-called hopeless teeth. And I can tell you that those patients that come to me now with hopeless teeth, they come to me gladly and with hope, because I'm not there to take the teeth out. I'm there to save their teeth. That's a different paradigm, because for the last 20 years, there's been a movement to extract and place implants, and now we're learning about implants not being the magic bullet that so many have thought it they are. There's a failure rate that's being reported of 40% in Europe, 25% in the United States, and it's growing. And we've now developed a protocol for treating failing implants. So people who are desperate do like to come to the dentist. But for those that are in their younger years and they're at that age where they've transitioned from young adulthood and bacteria that cause cavities to, say, the late 20s, early 30s to bacteria that cause gum disease, it's very prudent for them to come in early and treat it when it's reversible instead of when it's caused so much destruction.
So where can my listeners find doctors that are certified in this type of laser treatment, specifically the LANAP laser treatment?
Well, we have a website. It's www.lanap.com. And we can also refer we have about 2,000 dentists around the country, split evenly between periodontal specialists and GPs alike. And that's 877-LANAP-4U with the number. Y-O-U.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, Dr. Greg. I appreciate you coming on. The website, again, is lanap.com. Go check it out if you think someone like Dr. Greg can help you. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.